listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about prayer. Matter of fact, let's talk about earnest prayer. And I want to read to you from Acts chapter 12, verse 5, where we read this. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. In Acts chapter 12, it was a critical time for the church. The first of the apostles had just been martyred. James, one of the closest companions of Jesus, one of the three, Peter, James, and John. Herod wasn't satisfied to kill James only. He saw his opinion ratings rise, and he figured that they would rise even more if he also killed Peter. So Peter was kept in prison. Herod trusted in his prisons, in his guards, and in his violence. Peter trusted in Jesus' promise that he would not die until he was old. Jesus made that promise in John chapter 21. In Acts chapter 12, verse 5, we see that the church trusted in the God who answers prayer. God miraculously freed Peter from prison, and when Peter visited the prayer meeting being held on his behalf, such a glorious answer to prayer was a direct result of the church praying constantly to God for Peter. The ancient Greek word that's translated constant here in Acts 12:5 also has the idea of earnest. Literally, the word pictures someone stretching out all they can to reach or to lay hold of something. You know how that works. First, you stand up as straight as you can. Then you reach as high as possible. Then you stand up on your tiptoes. Then you angle your shoulder and extend your fingers to reach the object. The idea is of that kind of methodical, earnest stretching out. That's what's behind the word constant. The ancient word was also used in the world of medicine for the stretching of a muscle to its limits. Luke used the same word for the agonizing prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. That's in Luke chapter 22, verse 44. It means wanting something bad enough that you will stretch for it, reach for it, even agonize for it. Now, often our prayer is powerless because it's not earnest. There is no stretching out at all in prayer. Earnest prayer has power, not because it persuades a reluctant God, but because it demonstrates that our heart cares passionately about the things God cares about. This fulfills Jesus' promise. He said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." That's in John 15, verse 7. Now, how earnest was their prayer here in Acts 12? We see from the rest of Acts 12 that they gathered together for prayer when most everyone else was asleep. When we are so serious about seeing God's will done that we're willing to give up some of the normal comforts of life, it shows that we are really earnest. Now, again, it isn't that we twist the arm of a reluctant God. No, instead, we simply set our heart in alignment with His. That is prayer's real place of power. We learn God's will and His priorities from His Word, the Bible, but it isn't enough just to know those priorities of God. We must have an earnest desire to see His will done. And that earnest desire will show itself in prayer. Earnest, stretched out prayer. Hey, ask God for the grace to pray that way today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.